From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. A new study shows California community college students will still face obstacles when they try and transfer to California State University colleges. Amy Quinton has more from Sacramento.
Despite a law passed 2 years ago intended to make it easier for students to transfer to CSU, many community colleges still don't provide acceptable degrees. According to a study by the nonprofit Campaign for College Opportunity, an average of just 5 degrees have been developed by each of the 112 community colleges. Michelle Siqueiros, executive director of the nonprofit, says the reasons for the difficulties vary.
At some campuses, there was a sense that because of budget cuts and because they have adjunct faculty that are teaching some of the courses that would be in the transfer degree, they would have to kind of commit to making that a permanent course offering, and they were at least, you know, concerned about that.
She says CSU also is slow to adopt many of the transfer degrees. Only 4 of the 22 CSU campuses have approved all of the 20 majors initially targeted. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
Tea Party Assemblyman Tim Donnelly is exploring a possible run for California governor in 2014. He's the first Republican to publicly challenge Democratic Governor Jerry Brown. Earlier this month, he told the conservative website PolitiChicks.tv that he's forming an exploratory committee.
My goal is to go out there and build support, raise money, and see if we have a viable campaign, because California needs a champion. California needs somebody to stand up and fight.
Donnelly couldn't be reached for comment Wednesday, but he's known for his staunchly conservative positions, especially on immigration. He says California can do much better than Governor Brown or any of the Democrats who have been floated as possible challengers. The governor has not yet said he'll run again in 2014, but most observers expect that he will. That's the KRCB California Update. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Prell.